You see, friends, one is a very lonely number. And we live in a culture where more and more people, especially older people, find themselves alone. Let me tell you about some other lonely numbers, some statistics. 7 out of 10 Americans today do not know their neighbors. 1 out of 3 Americans have frequent bouts of loneliness. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, in 1974, 25% of Americans say they visited with a neighbor at least once a week. By 1994, that statistic was down to 16%. And they also said in 1994 that 33% of Americans have never spent an evening with a neighbor. Oh, what are they saying there? They're saying that America is becoming a place where people are isolated from one another. Your first blank in your outline is a quote from George Gallup, who concluded his studies and polls that Americans are among the loneliest people in the world. Isn't that amazing? Here we are living in a day of tremendous affluence, more time, more things than ever, and yet people find themselves so lonely. Well, you say, what happened? Well, let me sort of go on a little scenario here of society. I mean, you go back a couple of generations in our society, and most people grew up on the family farm. I mean, everybody lived there. Uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, moms, dad, grandparents, everybody was there together. And there was a sense of closeness. Now, whether you liked those people or not, you had someone that you could lean on. And there was a tremendous thing there. Then America went through the phase I call the great neighborhood. Where, yes, Americans moved to the city because of jobs, but they lived in close-knit neighborhoods and visited at the corner store. And in every neighborhood, there was a post office and a church and a grocery store. And everyone interacted. All went to the same local school. And there was a great deal of closeness there. But then we go to suburbia. At the close of World War II, America found itself with more affluence than ever. People could afford to buy cars. It wasn't so important that you live close to where you worked. And so America began in its affluence to build suburbs where the old neighborhoods were people living up close to the street with big front porches they visited on. In suburbia, the house was moved way to the back with a beautiful large front lawn and a fake front porch. And people didn't visit. Suburbia was not made for people getting to know each other. It was made for the automobile. No longer did you go to the corner store where you saw people every day you knew. Now you shopped at Super Walmart where you might not see a soul you know. And everything began to change. Now some of you have lived through this. Some of you remember the family ties. Most Americans do not even live in a city with relatives today. Some of us can remember the day of the great neighborhood. I feel like I grew up in that day. I see Charles Hightower out here, and Charles is my across-the-street neighbor. And there are about 6 families right in our neighborhood, and we did everything together. You see, none of our moms work outside the home, so they'd get together every morning, sip coffee together. We had a birthday party. It was for the whole neighborhood. Christmas party, it was the whole neighborhood. Now, for my parents, all of those families moved from that neighborhood. That's still their best friends.